Alan Wright, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Channel 1 Wright, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Channel 1 Wright, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73. Channel 1 Wright, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper, the 19th of December, 73.
Not too long,
sure. You mean we got to run into town? Which,
oh, yeah.
I got that whole.
I watched around them. Brother, I'm telling you that this hit feels good, don't it? Yeah, just a few days ago we was wanting a fan.
I know it had a fan. Lord help us. Lord, my sister sent me some of her homemade bread.
Well, let's not go cook no greens or anything. We've eat greens. Of course, if you're going to fix them for you and Mr. Miles, well, all right.
Well, I'm sure going to fix some because we haven't eaten today.
Well, we've ate, but...
Miss Mary?
Just, we ate a snack when we come in from town.
You can't go around eating like that. Guy said, you got to cook a sweet potato. I'm over there cooking sweet potato. Lord, help me. Doesn't take me just a minute to cook these. You may not like them, but you just wait and use the station the way I cook them.
What is it?
Broccoli.
Good morning.
Hey. All right. You?
Hey, this thing is warming up.
Yeah,
isn't it nice
to warm up
in here? Miss Mary just about froze
out. I think she shared the whole thing.
I just can't stand the cold.
Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
I can't even go with Marvin when it's cold like this to feed up the cow.
Dang it, they're right there. Be all right.
I want to show you something out here, Marvin.
Do we
get a card? Not a doctor.
Where?
No. Sure isn't.
Say this is some
bread. Oh, it's warm. I tell you, I'll just open this thing.
Yeah, it's so warm, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing I'll do.
It's cold, don't forget.
You still cold?
No, it's just pleasant.
It's warm enough in your shoes, so.
It's just pleasant in here now.
It is.
Not there, but
I just can't stand the cold air.
Me too. Oh. She sent a big Christmas box of stuff, and in it, I thought, well, my gosh, why is it so heavy? I better open that stuff up, because I'm not supposed to open it, you know. And I thought, it's just too heavy. She just couldn't. And I know she loves to bake. So sure enough, this is a bread that she loves to make. And it's a cheese. Heaven. It's a cheese.
You know, I do that myself.
Just good bread. he wouldn't even tell me what he gave us. I had to figure it out. What she gave us. But anyway, he finally decided, you know, and but it was really just like pulling his it was just like parting, you know, they were with me. It was fun though. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't even study the day they took them away. You shouldn't get that. And then she sent me this little suitcase. Gosh. Yeah, I said, you were just taking it. I don't know. Gosh, she sent me a whole suitcase. Oh, I don't know whether it's a suitcase or one of those jam cakes. I made. That's pretty good, all right,
hey. It sure does.
It's one of those special.
Don't you cut that.
Oh, I sure am. I think it needs a lot of wine on it or something. It looks like it's just come out of the oven. How much is it? I just can't cook this stuff before I heat it. I've done it. I'm telling you, take a bit of stuff.
Now, what kind of bread did you say it was?
It's made with Swiss cheese. Sue Wood has been growing broccoli, and I have never been able to get Dad to eat broccoli. I've always liked it, but I've never got him to eat it. This is the sweetest I ever ate. Have you ever grown it?
No, ma'am.
It's the sweetest I have ever eaten. And I don't put any sauce on it. I don't do anything but put just salt and butter. And these stalks are the best thing. And so, and you know, her broccoli is up this high, up waist high.
That's young Freddie's wine?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And
can I help you?
No, I just had some stuff on in the oven. Have a good taste, that's
for sure.
I can give you that. What do y'all drink? Y'all drink coffee at night?
Just anything, Miss.
No, tell me now. Tell me, I forget.
Well,
we drink coffee. You don't have to be old instant coffee.
Well, that's what we use.
Well, that's what I use. Hey, what? It's almost Christmas. We'll get the red cup.
That back porch, you know, that seal in, it's got windows in it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you have.
It didn't keep the cold off of it.
Oh. Well, okay. You know, my sister likes it. They can't get, from the other end of Tennessee, they can't get but 5 gallons of gas at a time. And her car holds 20 gallons. And she says that she can't afford to let the car get out of gas. I mean, even get half that. Every time she uses 5 gallons, then she runs around somewhere and tries to find a place she can buy 5 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't that terrible?
It's a lot worse than it was here. And it hadn't hit us as bad yet.
But it's going to.
Oh, yes.
When it gets to $1 a gallon,
I'm going to ride Mark.
Well, I was just telling Marvin, I said, looks like they got him a gray horse, a white horse.
Let me tell you, I don't think it's right to make the price go up so high that just the rich people can buy the gas.
I seen in the paper last night where it said the rich man was going to get richer and the poor man was going to get poorer. And I also heard here a few days ago where it said that this year a fuel oil shortage and gas shortage was all caused from the Watergate.
Well, I'm just not surprised. They just didn't have their mind on the business up there.
But they're just trying to attract their attention from the Watergate into something else.
Yeah. I don't tell you, it's really got us in the head.
Well, it's us and everybody else.
All of us.
We can't farm, but we can't get.
Well, how can you?
Fuel all up for the tractor.
How can anybody? He came home and he said Daddy was here. And Daddy said, I'm telling you, you would go off and leave us. And he said, well, I didn't intend to stay. And he came and he said, I don't want anything to eat the rest of the day. I'm not going to get any of that taste out of my mouth.
Oh, baloney.
Shoot. Everything just hit him just right. Stayed up last night and washed the sink. He calls it washing dishes when he gets the dishes washed. He calls that washing dishes. And if I come over here and start tiddling around on the stove, you sit like that and you know, keep it trying to keep it clean, he'll say, I washed the dishes. You quit tiddling around. That's my friend. Get in your way. The whole point of this is that you can't let it get down in the water.
Can't let it get down in the water.
Just have to keep it above the water. I mean, the stem can get in.
Why, Miss Ma?
I'm trying my hand. I'm not sure if I'm doing anything.
And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. And that is good. Up like this, and I never saw it like that before. And the leaves are very big, and it comes up in this little stalk, and then you just break the stalk off, you know, like that. Break the stalk off, and then it grows another one. Golly, she gets, you'd be surprised how much she gets each one of those little stalks. She's really done well. Each one of those stalks sells for, she sells them for. we have some stalks. Just each one of the little stalks. Three of those small stalks. She sells them for 40 cents. In the store, they sell. It's there at the store. It's a little high. You know how Guy likes those sweet potatoes? I don't like them, but he doesn't. He wanted me to cook some tonight. He likes them just boiled in their jacket. And he doesn't want anything. He just wants to eat them this way. So that's what I'm doing. You know, you take the jacket out.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want spices in them. He doesn't want pie made out of them. He doesn't want anything. Did you make very many? Did you make many sweet potatoes? No, it was a sad thing. Coleman came over here and he wouldn't even come back and do them. He said they were just weren't worth it.
Oh, he offered me to do potatoes?
He helped us. And
well,
he showed us how to do it.
You reckon it's because it was so dry?
I don't know. His didn't do any good either. We just look. Just little. This is all this. He wouldn't even come over and look at them. He just looks strange. And it was a few little. And the vines, Miss Mary, were the biggest thing that we had. And we had plenty of rain to start with. I just don't know. Now, I like the hollandaise sauce. Good butter and cheese sauce on it. Yeah, I like the salt with the butter. That's how you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You've eaten broccoli.
I don't know whether I have or not. Now, I fixed cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. What do you think cauliflower?
But you know, I just love cauliflower cooked with garden cabbage.
I never have done that. Cook cauliflower with cabbage?
Yes, ma'am.
Never.
That is delicious.
Never have done that. You sure look good. You feel pretty good?
Pretty good. I've had some trouble with my legs. And I went to the doctor. They just burnt me up. My legs.
Burnt?
Burnt me up. And I couldn't get a cool place enough in the bed at night to sleep. And I went down to Dr. Gibney for him to check my blood, and I told him, I said, Dr. Gibney, my legs just burns me up. I said, I can't even find a cool enough place to put them at night so I can go to sleep. He says, it's poor circulation.
Oh.
And he asked Marvin, he says, you can put your hand on my leg and it's plumb cold. He says, that's right. He says, for circulation, so he gave me some medicine.
If he's got a birth, why don't I go to him?
Hey, I just tell you, I don't know what in the world I'd do if it weren't for him.
Well, I'd be doggone, I don't either, Miss Mary.
You know, you don't have to sit down and look at your tail and examine.
Oh, that would be something I'd like to do.
Like any other doctor. He just knows.
Well, I'll tell you, that'd be a great one.
Well, I was even scared to tell him.
You were?
I was afraid he'd tell me I had a cancer or bad kidney trouble or something like that.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you got poor circulation in your legs.
So he did something about it.
That's right. He gave me some medicine.
Fixed me up. And they burn.
Oh, yes, ma'am, they sure would. And I'd be so sore I couldn't hardly walk.
And my feet hurt me.
Oh, Miss Daisy is... I just tell you, we did... You know, I couldn't get food stamps. And she was always... She didn't have much money. How she spends her check, I don't... Well, I know she doesn't spend it, they get it, because her family next door just come over and help themselves.
Uh-huh.
Well, she just didn't have any money, and she didn't... They wouldn't give any food, so I said, Daisy, don't you have any food stamps? No, she went down and tried to get them and couldn't get them. She went down food stamps. They didn't know what to do. See, she's not on welfare. She's on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't just send it out to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down, spent a half a day at the place down there. Finally got all the blanks, and then I got them all filled out for her. And then Daddy went down and spent another couple of hours, and finally she got her food stamps. Well, bless her heart, she can't remember where she put them. And she loses them half the time. She can't. She's so... You know, stop by sometimes. She can hardly walk. And she, so we have a hard, Deb and I together, we said, put these in your Bible. And she gets her money and she puts a little bag here, a little bag here, a little bag here, and never remembers where they. And of course, I'm sure those grandchildren come over and just do it.
Oh, sure.
They just pick it up. So she never knows whether she's got any money or not. So, but anyway, she's getting $42 worth of stamps for $16. And she doesn't spend more than that for her food. She doesn't spend $40 for her food. She ought to, but she doesn't. I buy her meat for her. And, but she's so cute, she'll say. And finally, I've gotten her to put them in a certain place. And if somebody's doing it, it's still not going to go. But she can hardly get to the door. What made me think about it was her knees, her circulation, and arthritis. So finally, I said, if you take some aspirin, it'll help. And that's what she's doing now. She's taking aspirin. But she's just as cute as she ever was.
You know, wouldn't come over to the house one day and wanted us to take Annie down to Dr. Daly.
Oh.
And she's always used Dr. Strange. Well, Dr. Strange is out of commission.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, would it? I said, I hate to pretend to be your business, but I said, why don't you let's take her down to Dr. Gibney? And she was really down in the dumps. She was hurting all over, and she got made up her mind she had cancer. So we carried her down there, and Dr. Gibney called me in. He said, I want you to give this. And I said, oh, well. He says, there's not a thing anymore wrong with her, but she's got an awful lot of spine cold. And Woodard said that he gave her a prescription, said that she'd taken one that evening, and said that night she slept all night long.
Why, Miss Mary?
And said she'd been getting along too.
Oh, well, okay.
But I'm just telling you, my legs and my feet hurt me so bad, well, I just couldn't hardly go. And I never dreamed that it was circulation cold.
Yeah.
But that's what it was.
Just plain circulation. And you just weren't getting enough. You weren't getting enough blood to your legs.
That's right.
Thanks to me, I'm not proud of it. skin on him? Yeah, we don't see him as much as we did because he's not as much out here as he is. So he's working over the sun pretty much.
He don't come in at night?
Well, he never did come in at night every night, you know. He had a break in the
town. Oh, is that what? I didn't know
about your son. Yeah. Well, for when we were busy out here, you know, when making paintings, like he stayed out in the train. But now that we're not doing anything.
Miss Miles, did your mother ever find her pen? Did she?
She sure did.
Where was it at?
About, she found, I found it, must have been a year later. It was right in the door of the closet, of the, where she kept the dresses. Evidently, it had fallen off when she went to hang her dress up. Or when she was just taking her dress off, we can't figure it out. It was right in the sill of the door, and it had been there. It was over in the corner when you swept, you didn't get it. It was sort of in the corner, up against the wall.
I thought you were surprised when you.
Oh, I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. We had. File the claim with the insurance company because it was a valuable thing. And they hadn't paid the claim yet. We had written they were, you know, they were willing, but we were insured. But we had, it was about, I guess we hadn't had it filed more than 2 weeks. So I just went and told them, I called.
I'm glad you found it. You know I had thought about that and I wanted one that were in the world.
I had forgotten that you knew about it. We went.
Yeah, you know you was turning up the beds. And
yeah, that's right. She knew that she knew that she had it. So we found it. Mom doesn't see good, and I don't see much better. I'm seeing worse.
I get to where I can't argue.
You know, I think it goes and comes. I really do.
Mine does.
I think it depends on how you feel. You can't get too dumb. She's in town. Her sister came for Christmas. So she's in town tonight.
Mr. Miles said he got a telephone. Suzanne.
You got one over there. She's for you.
That's our little home.
That's what he likes. And I gotta get this stuff up. Don't want it, it has to be crisp. If it's limp, it's not good. It has to be crisp. Mm-hmm. And it's just like water.
Because I know I'm going to leave one somewhere. And I done went and left both of them there. So I just decided to go barehead. Well, I've done that. I got to get it cut off, though, this week sometime, part of it.
I want you to get your cap here.
I don't know if I'm going to get a cap or a hat. I might get me a couple of hats.
Oh, baloney.
One for the week a day, none for Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right. That's what
you ought to
do.
We may need some, I can't tell. We may need some salt.
That's what you ought to do. Pull up the chair, Margaret, and sit down. Stand up as you like.
What y'all been looking at?
I think I said I
thought he had Miss Miles's Christmas present hid out there, and he carried you out there to show it to you.
Well, if it was out there, it must have been hid. I didn't see it.
That, yeah,
all
it must have been hid. Yeah. I tell you. Hid from everybody. I can't get this up like it's supposed to. It's not supposed to crumble like this.
Well,
it's all right.
It no hurt, does it?
No. It's going to be crumbled up in, you know, where anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, did I put enough of butter on it?
Well, yeah. I guess, you know.
Well, now, if I didn't say so.
Well, we can put some more if we want to. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Uh-huh. Depends on whether we want some more. Okay. Guy's a sweet potato eater.
Well, I'm a potato eater, cabbage eater, applesauce eater. I have applesauce, it's really something. Where'd you get them apples?
Mr. John gave them to us.
Over there.
Hmm? Oh. Yeah, I guess he did, too.
Well, it's all right. It almost burnt our bread. It's all right. I thought it was in the other oven. Mr. John Bowe brought them. No, he didn't either, did he? Yes, he did.
No, I think I got them at that livestock market.
Yeah, I believe you did. You bought them at the livestock market. But anyway, he
brought us some.
Did it tire you out to go to Gainesville?
Just, yes. Just wears me out.
It does me.
Takes me a day or two to get over it.
Do you have sugar and cream?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you go to Gainesville?
When?
You was up that day.
Yes, and we went up that day.
And you still feel it.
I'd a whole lot rather go out in the woods.
Yeah. And when you go out there, you lay out some cash.
If you got it, you lay it out. If you get anything.
Well, I don't know what's holding me.
What you think of that little boy that's on the Mike Douglas show? 7 years old.
Yes.
He's a news commentator.
Is he on it? What's his name?
I wouldn't know.
You know, Mike Douglas comes on at 5 o'clock. And he had him on there. His name is Mason Reese. But he is smart. They say he has a what kind of a mind?
I don't know it.
Anyway, if you tell him anything, he don't never forget it.
Yeah, he's got a... Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. He got a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, I've
That's
heard him
right.
say. Well...
And then...
You may think this is ordinary bread, but it's not, Martin.
Some of the things they tell me, I wouldn't want to remember.
No.
Golly, we haven't got anything to eat.
How come you haven't?
Would that mean that you'd have to remember things you didn't want to remember, too?
I reckon so.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things I shouldn't remember, but I do remember. A lot of things I should remember, but I don't remember.
You see, if Marvin would say the blessing for us.
Marvin would say the blessing for us.
Thank thee, Heavenly Father, feeding our blessings we ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
We had that young fellow, this Episcopal fellow over
yes.
there at McNulty over here one time, and we asked him to say the blessing, and he said every man is head of his own house, and he wouldn't say it.
Well, you know, I've seen people out of work.
I never, that was a new one.
Well,
me.
I'm wondering if
you may want some salt
is
on
that
your
what their belief?
No, that was just that. Yeah, he was a sharp fella.
Now you just put all the butter you can get on you, and help yourself to this chicken over here and the bread.
He wasn't going around.
You gave me all
cooking.
The.
You can't. You got to get butter on it now, Miss Mary. The main thing, and get some of that bread. Just cut right out of Sue Woods' garden, Marvin.
Is that right?
If we want some more, it'll take 10 minutes to cook it. We'll just cook broccoli all night.
Yeah. Well, you know this chicken has some taste to it. The chicken's different.
Mm-hmm. Now you have to fill up on broccoli and chicken. Mm-mm.
That's what you say. You wait until you can see them.
Them things are kind of hard to find.
How about some bread?
I think you know everything. Just made it.
Okay. Marvin, help yourself to chicken. That's your chicken, yours and Miss Mary's.
Where's yours?
I've got mine over here.
You all right?
My chicken.
You have some help?
No, thank
you. Want some sugar?
No, thank you.
You just take it like it comes?
I just take it straight. Sometimes I put a little cream of coffee mate, sometimes I don't. And this is one of the times I don't, so.
I use that coffee powder. I mean, cream powder.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I like the best. It's a little can of pet milk we used to
use. Mm-hmm. But you know, I got used to that. I think it's that powdered stuff that's called Coffee Mate by Coronation. I got used to that, and I like it.
Yeah.
Miss Mary, you can't eat the wing.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part.
Maybe I just got the wrong part. Don't you know, in a little Greasy Spoon restaurant, that's all they ever had.
Oh, yeah.
That pet milk, little can of pet milk, the coffee. You never went in with them. You never went in with them. Short order
restaurant. No, I don't think so.
She's ever been in one of them?
She's been in them.
You know what I like in them is breakfast.
Yeah. I look at them now. They was pretty good.
About the only time we got in a restaurant or anything, maybe we'd be in town, we'd go stop by one of them barbecue places and get us a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And go in. Most of the time it's that Fat Boys out on this side of town.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You got something you don't have at home tonight. Yeah.
I'm going to fix some more of that bread. That's good. Not like your biscuits.
It's delicious.
But yeah. You got plenty of it.
I have not.
Miss Miles make Miss Miles eat some sweet potatoes.
Miss Miles? She don't eat sweet potatoes.
She says they have a huge effect on
you. You eat some, Miss Miles.
They're
good.
Yeah, they sure are. And you come on here and you eat some.
I just live on them. Three meals a day. Except I get the big, I couldn't get in the door.
Marvin, that's chicken. You have to eat some.
One thing about chicken cooked like that, you can't be left over.
You know, a lot of people just like to stop in them little short order places, because that meant when they got home they wouldn't have to cook. And you know, I used to go into them, that's been a good while, and they would have good roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could just watch them slice it off, you see, with that butcher knife, and it wasn't scarce.
But now, you go into a restaurant where you just about sit there and starve to death before you can get waited on.
That is a
And if you were fine for roast beef, it's sliced with one of those machines like you all got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more sliced than meat.
I want you to grow some broccoli for us.
Some broccoli.
I never grew any broccoli.
I have to try it.
In Sue's garden, it's up there. That high.
Just like college.
Do you, I just wonder, do you transplant it or?
I don't know. But I never saw such broccoli in my life. And then you just cut off those little blooms up there, you know, like the broccoli things, pods, and they come back. And the cold weather doesn't hurt it.
Well, that's something.
And that freeze there the other night didn't bother at all. Marvin, help yourself to chicken.
I'm eating chicken.
Miss Mary, get you some chicken. You can't survive on a wing.
Mm-hmm. I just.
My great mistake out here. If I had just put in a good garden and just let all them cows go, I'd be way ahead.
No, I'm getting no. I'm getting on fire.
Well, you just have to have another spoonful. So you can't leave it.
I'd be a plenty.
Not
of plenty.
This broccoli, right?
No, it's good. That's real good.
See, Miss Mary, he likes it.
Don't give me any more, Miss Mary.
Just a spoonful around.
No, you know, them cows, just as soon as spring opens up, you just have to start the figuring right then what you're going to do and how you're going to do to come through the next winter.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you work all the summer to come through the next winter.
That's right.
And spend everything that you make out of them.
Miss Mom, I can do.
Yes, you can.
Very much. Yeah. Just let me have a piece of this.
It's just a thin little piece. Marvin, the rest of it's yours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You just give me mine right here.
Oh, well, I ate a great big plate of broccoli. Excuse me.
Well, you know what it is when it gets in anyway. So.
You won't miss it, Mr. Miles, if it comes around.
There's no way I can miss it, is it?
No, you know, they don't always know anyway. It's supposed to have been, Gainesville's supposed to have been 32 this morning, and I imagine it was around 45. It was warm this morning.
It sure was. I didn't even have to put my heater on.
And you know, it's very seldom they ever go back and tell you how much they missed it.
That's right. No, they won't do that. If they do, they'll tell you that it was a chain off yonder somewhere that brought it around. Well, you already know that.
Well, if they would just say that this is what they expected and this is what happened, that'd be all necessary.
Takes through, what is it, 3 hours to freeze at 30?
Get this warm.
30, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think it is. I believe.
That
eats
a little bit.
That's the taste.
Yeah,
that's I wouldn't care for it, thank you.
That's real good chicken.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to be good before you can cook it good, hasn't it?
I don't know about that. Now, chicken is chicken till it's cooked.
Well,
so many different ways you can cook it.
Don't you know they say it like a piece of meat?
Except Miss Mary knows how to make it good.
Shucks.
Well, you do.
Well, Margaret, when you going to have to come take Christmas with Miss Mama?
Why, sir?
You didn't see that fruit cake. You know what, Marvin?
I hear you were making fruit cake.
Mine isn't anything like that.
Scott, I want you to have some of this bread.
Sure.
That's why it's some fancy too.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't get you any. Well, that's a mistake, because that's what I planned to get. Now then, you didn't get you any.
I'm going to, though. That's good bread.
Are you an ice cream bread, huh?
I don't know, it's just homemade bread.
Mm-hmm. If we had this seed every day, it wouldn't do, would it?
Wouldn't do.
Be so fat we couldn't walk.
Be so fat we wouldn't want to walk.
Marvin, have these chicken.
I've had plenty, thank you.
Couldn't have.
I have.
I used to hear him say, you know, some people ate so well, they just didn't have an ambition. They just weren't good for anything. They liked the food so well, that just satisfied them.
Well, I love to eat.
Well, you're not by yourself.
That really was delicious.
Well, I don't know what you did to those turnips. Guy said it's the best he ever ate.
Oh, they were good turnips.
But I didn't think they were so good. The roots was too old.
I didn't notice that at all.
You know, I don't know what's wrong. I just made a failure on the garden this year. A complete failure.
The last year did.
Well, I don't know. It come up sorry, and it just wouldn't grow.
Isn't that something?
And
that sure is good and bad.
I fertilized.
That's better than cake.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
This bread.
What is that bread?
I don't know. Fanny's just been making it, and everybody likes it. So. You fertilized?
Yes, ma'am. I fertilized and it didn't do any good.
We were talking about that last night, and I said, maybe you need to fertilize it. And he said, I did. And I remember now,
I fertilized
it twice. The fertilizer.
And
it just set right up.
It come
there,
up, and it burned, and then now I'd water it, and it still burned. It just wasn't right.
Well,
I
guess you there wasn't enough rain to raise a garden.
No, well, you know, I watered it quite a bit.
But
I had to be
with what rain you got, every now and then it rained enough to wet the ground.
Well, that was a good supper. It's delicious.
We're celebrating. I hadn't seen this. I like a new
Well, this is one of those thin ones.
Oh, it is.
But at least it's nice and clean.
Have you had your medicine today? The kind you...
No, sir. Oh, Yes.
And she takes that every day. She has to have it.
No, I don't have to have it,
you
but I
do
think...
You do live one time, then you got to have once a day.
He's talking about the clotting liver oil.
I'm talking, oh, is that what you're talking about? Oh, you, that pneumonia medicine. Flu medicine. Is that what you're talking about, that clotting liver oil?
No, I didn't get that.
Is that... That's what I take it for, to ward off colds.
And flu. And pneumonia?
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know that.
I may have it anyway, but then...
How about some coffee?
Well...
Some hot coffee?
No, thank you. I have been. You want some more coffee?
Yeah, he's
there's no real old lady one time told me that anybody should about once a month take some... Vaseline, save. Peel of it about the size of a pea. So it lubricates your inside.
Well, a man told me one time that if I'd take a dose of cod liver oil every day, I wouldn't be worried with rheumatism.
But she also said if you're taking more than a pill of that Vaseline, that it would knock you out. Well, I never did think Vaseline would. Had anything in it, you know, like a dope or something like that, it would knock you out for a while. She said it would, and she's a pretty good old doctor woman. I mean, she wasn't a doctor, but she knew her way around.
Well, that cod liver oil. Now, you don't have the kind that tastes bad.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like a fish.
Like fish. I got to where I like it pretty good.
And you smell it.
Oh, yeah. You don't smell it.
Well, if you just hold your nose, you wouldn't. If
well, that don't bother me, you know.
Put a little spit on your nose. I had rather take that than to have the flu. I may have it as
well,
it is.
You know, I don't mind taking it. I take a teaspoonful every morning.
I may have the flu.
But the way I do that...
But they say that it wards it off, helps ward it off.
Yeah.
I sat down and I drank one cup of coffee. Then I'll get up and take my cod liver oil, and then I'll drink another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Miss Moss, please, ma'am, come sit down and don't you cut
you
that cake.
I'm going to cut this cake, but I know you don't like fruit cake, but I'm going to cut
no,
it.
No,
why am I not going to cut it? It's what it's for. I'm going to give you a cookie.
Going to do what?
I'm going to give you a cookie.
You
no, ma'am,
like
I don't
cake.
Care for anything. Yeah, I've ate so much.
I
have
a
sausage.
Well,
in my life.
I don't know. I let up on my eating, you see, on the end right here. If I got an excuse to eat a little bit, I would eat. That's bad, isn't it?
Oh, what a cake.
That's a bad one.
And if I go over there into their house, you see, I make an occasion of it. I always eat.
That one's got some raisins, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know I can't buy raisins.
We couldn't find any raisins. We've been trying for a month about it.
What?
What
do you think is happening?
I don't know. They just say there wasn't any grapes made. Not that many. And all the wine people bought them. Bought
you
them
had
ring,
had
you know,
something.
For making wine.
Oh, yeah.
This is Christmas.
Well, what would you do?
No.
What would you do with the raisins?
I want you to look at that.
You can't hardly make a fruit cake without raisins, can you?
Well, I did. I don't know what it's going to taste like, but I just couldn't get the raisins anywhere.
Yeah, we tried out just about all the every store in town. Not every store, but you enough of them to know that we weren't going to get the raisins.
You use white raisins? Or the
well,
or
I use the white
get?
Raisins if I can get them.
Just any kind you can get, but we couldn't get any of any. Yeah. Oh.
She doesn't have
any
raisins in this. It's not that kind of cake. Guy?
It hasn't got any raisins in it?
I don't think so. Marvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I hate to put it in that.
No,
mess.
That's fine. But you know.
Don't cut me any, Ms. Miles. I'm going to taste the Marvin's. Really, I don't ever eat any. When I bake one, I don't even eat a bite of it. I told him I was going to cook me a coconut cake for Christmas.
I heard you say you didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
She likes coconut cake or pound cake.
Are you going to get the coconut?
She uses fresh
grate
coconuts.
It.
Just get one and break it up. Grate it up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Anybody likes fruitcake, that's just a dandy.
My sister knows that I like a cake that's got this kind of fruit in it. You know, especially.
Well, now you were cutting up those cherries. That chair right there.
Just lift that thing.
I know it.
Well, I guess all fruit cakes are that big, but I never saw such a big one.
I know they didn't.
Guy.
I knew that box had something in it. You sure you won't?
No, ma'am.
I've got
you.
The best cookies in here.
I wouldn't care for any. I've ate so much. Now, if you all would take a piece of that chicken and eat it with your fruitcake.
It's a shame to have to throw that chicken out.
I wouldn't do it. You can wrap it up, Miss Miles, in a piece of paper and warm it over.
Won't be good. Will it? I never can make it good. I never can make it good.
Take a piece of that foil on and wrap it up.
Yeah.
No. No. Warm it up right in the foil.
Oh.
In the foil.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick it
mm-hmm.
in the stove.
Just
in
like
the foil.
It's wrapped up.
Put it out.
Mm-hmm. When it gets good and hot, take it out and eat it. Just as if it's not dry, it just.
Notice, I've got a clean plate. Nobody else has.
Mm.
Good.
Well,
I can say one thing. That's about the best I ever tasted.
I have some more.
No thanks.
Have a little piece of mine.
No, thank you.
Give her a piece of yours,
please. No. she offered me a piece before she... I wouldn't care for it.
She won't even have... I would show her one of these cookies, she might eat it.
No, I wouldn't care for one. What all do you reckon that's got in it?
Well?
What is that stuff there that you see the most now?
That's pineapple. It's all light fruit. It's a nut. It's a nut cake is what it's called. Fruit nut cake.
I really
know it. Got pineapple and...
pineapple and cherries and nuts.
Pecans.
And you know, I believe that's all it's got in it, Marvin. Now look, isn't that a raisin?
Yes, ma'am.
There's some raisins in
it. It looks to me like it's got some raisins.
There's one.
That's
right
a raisin
here.
Right
that's
there.
That's one right
mm-hmm.
there.
Right here is one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't they little?
Oh, yeah. That's a raisin.
Sure is.
Do you like raisins just to eat them? Or
yes, sir, I like to eat them.
You know, we used to get them with a box, pound a box or something like that, and just chew on them.
Mm-hmm.
Get a handful of them and eat it like popcorn.
That's right.
And good for you.
Iron.
You know, when I was in service, they used to give them to me to carry on hikes to eat.
Yeah, little penny boxes.
Well, no, they'd give me some out of the kitchen in the paper sack. They get them there by the keg, by the box, I mean.
Yeah.
And that was
that was a hospital daughter that I eat so many raisins a day for. No, maybe a couple of months or something.
Oh,
build my blood.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's just
pineapple.
Layers and layers of pineapple.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what that was.
That's good.
What makes it so good. That candied pineapple.
It's all fruit.
That's right.
Well, it made me think I'm sort of cheating. I haven't done a thing. I haven't made anything good. Except when I did, I toasted some bread. I've been toasting it out there in the oven. I toasted two or three loaves at one time. You know, just got it ready to toast. And they had this on the television the other night. That if you use your oven, you ought to have an oven meal, have more than one thing in it. I don't know how you'd arrange that, but I got thinking about it, and I thought to myself, well, that does take a lot of electricity. See, I just got one little platter, cookie platter, and if I had two or three of them, you see, I could do it all one time. And you know, I don't know what came over me, but I took the cookie platter, and I didn't put it in the oven out there, I put it on this stove here. And you know, the first thing I knew, that cookie platter was so hot, I couldn't pick it up. And I didn't have a big fire. And the first thing I knew, that bread had dried out. Well, I thought I'd be smart, and I got out some of this old paper.
Aluminum
foil. And put it on there. And it wouldn't work. One thing, it's sweated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not supposed to put anything on your kerosene heater like that, Mr. Miles.
Huh?
You're not supposed to put anything on your kerosene heater like that. Is the top open?
Mm-hmm.
No, it...
No, you're not supposed to do that.
It's supposed to pull this air down in there, but there's no fumes comes out of there.
It might would cause it to have a combustion or something, though. I'm scared.
It's not supposed to be covered.
They always tell me not to put nothing on my heater, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I never did, unless it was just a little cup of water.
Yeah, well, that's where Miss Daisy is ahead of us, isn't she? Because she got that little wood heater. I tell you, people that have got them, but you got a wood stove.
Yeah, but I've almost not got one. It's burnt up.
Well, you can always put a brick in it.
Me and Marvin went in there and cleaned it out last night, and it is just burnt up.
Burnt out inside. Well, you know, used to a long time ago, you got a cook stove. It was a real long time ago. It was made out of iron, but the majority of them has got about a high steel. It's not two thirds. And it'll warp, twist, and rust.
Yeah. Yeah. Just plain old iron,
Yeah, old cast iron.
Cast iron.
You know, most of the stoves was cast. That's all it was. There's no steel in them.
Yeah.
It's old black cast iron.
If you took out them and cleaned them up when you got through with them, they wouldn't rust out.
Oh, you could oil the top of them once in a while. You had it made.
You want some more coffee, Marvin?
No, thank you. I've had it plenty.
Everybody was so good.
This cod liver oil, it keeps off the cold.
That's what they say. I know that, you know, you used to give it to babies.
We don't need all that sunbathing.
Well, it's got all these vitamins and things in it.
Do you want to overhead?
No,
I've got it on mine.
Miss Miles, you've gained some weight, haven't you?
I hope so. I hadn't thought.
Well, you have.
Well, of course, guy's been feeding me good breakfast.
Does he get up and fix your breakfast?
I'm the breakfast man.
You hear that? You must get up and fix my breakfast and bring it in the room.
No, I ain't going to do that. Not without you sick. I'll do it if you sick and can't get up.
I tell you what.
I'll see if I can't have you to bring it in. You bring my coffee in the front room
sometimes.
Yeah. Miss Miles, he's got me a Christmas present. He's got it hidden. I can't find it. Told him I was going out there and chunk his old hay out from under the shelter. I just haven't had time to do it.
Look around and see, it might be under some of that hay.
That's what I think it is.
That'd be a long ways to look. I don't know.
It wouldn't be hard to throw it down, but it'd be a heck of a job for him to go and put it back.
I wouldn't do it.
What would you do about it?
Just turn the cows in and let them eat it.
Well, they'd thank you for that.
Do you save your TV stamps? Or do you trade it Winn-Dixie?
Oh, not much. Not much. I don't believe that.
I got me two nice sheets today with them.
Oh, really?
And they're the kind, they pink. They colored, and you don't have to iron them.
Uh-huh.
They wrinkle free.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind to get.
Well, they claim them stamps are free, but they're not. You pay for them.
Okay.
They pay for
but
them.
You have to buy groceries, and they give them to you, so why not take them?
Well, they're added to the price. Of course, you go where they don't give them, and the price of groceries is just as high. So.
You know, we went into Moss Brothers. I wanted to buy me a Christmas tablecloth. And we had to come downstairs to get it, and coming out, they had a dog about that high. He was just the most beautiful thing, you know, just a
ceramic deal.
A ceramic. Now, what you reckon they wanted for it? $140.
Good Lord.
Yes. And didn't even have a leash on. Think that Lisa would have put him on the leash.
He was really pretty. He looked just like a dog. He'd have been pretty sitting up in the front room.
Oh, you keep him in the house?
Oh, he's just a toy, you know, a ceramic.
Yeah. You wouldn't put it outside?
Oh, no, I'd keep it in the house. $140.
You could get a live dog for that, couldn't you?
Oh,
well,
I
about three or four of them, I can get a live dog for nothing. Just wait till next spring. They'll turn them loose like that.
Well, you got that?
At Moss Brothers.
Yeah, you told me. You said I. Well, they have so many things there. It's just dangerous to walk along there.
It is. It sure is.
Hey, get that flashlight and show it to Marvin. I looked for it the other night, and yesterday, and I couldn't. I didn't know where you
Something I got to buy me one of these days.
We sure do need one.
Yeah, and you know the one that I've got?
Yeah.
I've got to take it back. It won't turn on.
Well, don't get it if it won't turn on.
I was going to show it to mine.
Well, don't give it to him if it won't turn on.
Well, let him see it. Let it.
Well, maybe I don't know how.
Well, you turn the other one on.
Yeah.
Let him look at it.
Maybe it's like the heater, first heater we got. Got one we could turn it on, but we couldn't turn it off. Tall man, he said, well, it ain't supposed to go out time you turn it off. I said, well, it ain't supposed to burn 48, 56 hours after you turn it off, is it? No, I said, he said, it sure ain't. I said, well, you better come out here and do something to it. It wouldn't turn out. It wouldn't turn out. It wouldn't go out. Just burn right up. You'd turn it off and it'd burn right up.
Is that the new one?
That was one the new one before we got this new one. See, we had bought one and it wouldn't work properly, so we did just come and got it.
That's what they ought to do.
It was faulty.
Yeah, that's the way they ought to do it. Instead of just keeping you, taking with the repairman.
Oh, the man come up then, jangled around with it. Said it was all right. Said it'd go out, but it didn't. It wouldn't.
McMahon,
you haven't got anything.
Listen, Mary, look, we're gonna talk. We're not gonna wash dishes.
Oh,
she told me, I bought a couple the other day down there and tried them, and they worked beautifully. And this one was given to me. Wait a minute, I'll show you. I have to take it back.
What could
and
it get
she said that if they've had only just one or two that didn't make contact, this is one of those that the astronauts use.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it's those just a twist.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them?
I haven't seen them, but I know what's wrong.
What's wrong?
It's like you say, it's not making a contact. That they're supposed to come down here and turn.
And she said, just bring it back and they exchange it.
It's supposed to just twist like that there. And when that twist is, see, right there, it pushes that switch in. Right there, see, and that's where it turns on, see that?
Well, I bought a drinking bird. You know, yeah. He's got great big feet.
That's right. That's
and he's got a little hat on his head. And you duck his head in the water, and he just keeps on drinking, you know. And got him home, and I decided I'd open the thing and look at it, and he didn't have but one foot. So I had to get up. Thing back and trade in.
Well, I've been
You've seen them drinking birds, haven't
there
you?
There it goes.
How big was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's about that long.
Don't put it on the
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Is
that the way it's supposed to do? Yeah. That's bright enough.
I'm telling you that there, Marvin, tell
me. And what did you do to it?
Just turned it.
Well, that switch was stuck on it.
Well, that saved me as well.
Well, it might stick again. You don't know. Might try it two or three times, you know,
I
and see.
Well, sure, what you done?
That's bright, ain't it?
I told him to show you.
Bright as
a
thought.
What are you doing?
Well, is that as bright as it is?
Yeah, it is bright as it
is. Now it'll
That's
go.
Bright enough.
It's supposed to last for 5 years.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. No charge of battery. Look at read what it says.
Well, look at that. It's brighter up there.
Yeah. The further you get, the brighter it gets.
Looks like it's getting brighter for you.
Yeah. Well, Brenda said that their friends who have one of them are just so pleased.
Yeah, it's just supposed to. It's supposed to go for 5 years. Okay. 5 year light. CHRO. I can't pronounce it.
Chrome alloy.
That's right. That's what it is.
Chrome alloy.
Mm-hmm.
Chrome alloy. But they put it all in one word.
Mm-hmm.
So they should call it something else. Chromalloy,
that's what it's
called.
What
did she call it,
babe?
Chromalloy?
I don't remember.
Corporation, corporate family of creating companies.
But that shouldn't weaken down, should it?
No. And it says that no matter what, even if it goes without any turning on for all these months, it won't run the battery and it won't give out.
Well, that's nice.
So, we'll let you know.
There's no way for the switch to come on itself. You got to switch it.
He remembered it because they have it at Moss's.
They have them at Moss's. Well, that's why I got the
table for it. Sure, like,
hey,
this year
too, bro? No. Wait a minute, that may be the one that I watched.
Electronic
division.
Chrome alloy. It was
under the table fall.
I thought it was.
We're running with that.
I have one that I
was working on. I would just walk around.
Hmm?
Just go out and walk around.
Well, I'm all right. Was made in Hollywood, Florida. Made right here in this state.
Right here in the
state of Florida.
Yeah.
Well,
I want you to get up here
and
I want you to look at me.
So,
I want him to look at your.
I know, I see it.
Well, now. I've got me a stainless steel kitchen sink. I got me a. How long is it, Marvin?
Well, it's the one you got. Yeah, about 10 feet long.
And Curtis
it's
said that
countertop
right for Christmas he'd have 3 or 4 days off, and him and Marvin would fix it for me.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'm kind of afraid for them to mess with it.
You got a stainless steel sink?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. and Mrs.
King.
Did
you know? Yeah. Wash your hands and use
nothing
it.
Needs washing.
No, he's going to fix that potato. That's what he knew that. Wash your hands and put this on.
Oh, I don't ever use any lotion. It don't do my whole hands any good.
You use it. And I'll sit right here.
What you
you going to do?
Well, Marvin might want some more coffee.
Oh, no, no, I've had enough.
That's the end of Child One Riot and continuation to visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper the 19th of December, 73. This is the end of Channel 1 Riot and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Wednesday at supper the 19th of December, 73.